Okay. All right. Robin, over to you. So glad you can join us with from Life on Wheels. And just we would start, as I tried to explain in the email that we exchanged, just, you know, give us an update on the ministry and in the van, and then we will pray for you and the ministry, of course. So go ahead, please.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank y'all so much for inviting me to speak today, but also to the way you have supported us. I mean, of course, the financial support has been, you know, great, but just the prayer. I mean, Claude will come by and just show up and pray for us, and we meet in places I was thinking we were at a service station one time filling up gas, and he came over and prayed for us, you know, and then Tom, you're always out there, and Bubba with us for prayer on Fridays or Thursdays, whenever it may be. So the prayer has been wonderful. This year and last year have been challenging, but great. Of course, COVID, who knew that was going to come? And we were out, for about a month. And then, we just said we're essential. We have to go back. And I have to, with full disclosure, say that Bethany Garth from First Choice, who's one of my buddies, I really, keep up with all the pregnancy center directors we meet. She called me and she said, Robin, come on, y'all need to go out there. So I said, okay, we're going to do it. And we've been out ever since. Every single one of my staff has had COVID except for me. You know, recovered and come through. Y'all know Patsy. Patsy was working with us as a sonographer and had it and came back. So, right now what we're doing is it looks like it's trying to rear its ugly head a little bit. So we were maskless for a while. We had it on the mobile unit and the sonographers were always wearing masks, but we were kind of leaving it up to clients. But that's one thing we're praying for right now is for, understanding with our clients and with our staff, not our staff, but our volunteers. Some of our volunteers have been a little testy about having to wear a mask again. You know, you get inoculated, you get your vaccine, you think that's going to be it. And oh, guess what? No, here we go again. So, but the main thing is to be safe for them and the clients. So that's been going on. And then this past year, our Montgomery mobile unit broke down. Just broke down. And it's only got 38,000 miles on it. Cause what we do is we run through generators. We don't put a lot of hours on a lot of miles on it, you know, but our generators, we're in our second generator right now. We put a lot of hours on those. And so anyway, it sat at Long Lewis Ford from, May 3rd until 2 weeks ago. And, for a while we just operated out of the parking lot of Long Lewis Ford. They let us plug in there and we saw clients up in Prattville. And, but then it got to the point where, they had to put it in the bay. And so what we ended up doing was I have a connection with the pregnancy center in Hansville and, they had a small Mercedes Sprinter set up as a mobile unit that was sitting in storage and they let us lease it from them. And so we leased that and went out and then we took that to Birmingham and then brought the Birmingham bus down here. So we have had, a lot of topsy turvy, but in the midst of it all, we're continuing to see clients, continuing to see, souls saved. I was just looking this year so far, we have had, 19 professions of faith and last year, all year we had 18. So I'm excited about that, you know. And we have had in Montgomery, we have had 21 women who told us that they were going to abort that have changed their minds that we know of so far this year. So in June, let's see here. In June, we saw 26 clients because of all the trouble I told you about. But back in July, we're back up and we saw 89 in July. So we're back to work and able to see women and to serve them. And, we've started with a new location now. We, on Tuesday afternoons, normally we go to ASU, Alabama State University, and park in front of the, you know, the Acadome. Yeah. But, you know, in the summer, they've got a much smaller crew on, you know, amount of students. And so what we did was we are parking on Coliseum Boulevard now in the parking lot of like Eastbrook over there. And boy, have we been seeing clients. So we're considering just putting that in our regular rotation. Some of the places that we're out on Madison Avenue, beside Cope, on Mondays. We also go to Rick Burley, who owns Ask Telemarketing, lets us park in his parking lot. And we go there on Thursdays from 10 to 7 at night. And we see, I don't know if y'all know this, but that's the number one, place for sex trafficking and sexual, well, like prostitutes and stuff in Montgomery. I found that out from Clay Phillips because he was a DA and he said that's, you know, they used to have to, you know, deal with them. And so we go over there and we see all kinds of women in need. And so that's, and then of course we're in front of the abortion clinic on Mondays and Tuesdays and early in the morning on Fridays. So that's pretty much what's going on with us. We're just soldiering on and going with the flow. And if someplace dries up as far as clients, we just move to another place where we think we'll see more. That's the great thing about being mobile.
Yeah. Wow. That's a full week.
Monday through Friday. Oh my. I'll tell you what, one of our drivers, we have all volunteer drivers. One of our drivers 2 months ago caught his hand in a wood chipper.
Ooh.
And, our Monday, Tuesday morning driver, he drives from Tallahassee, comes and takes us to the front of the abortion clinic, and he's had to have two surgeries. And boy, we've been praying for him. And, just this past week, he told me he should be released on Wednesday to go back to work. Dave Hainlein, his wife is the, pregnancy center, sonographer for River Region Pregnancy Center. So.
Uh-huh. How are you doing for staff? Do you have sufficient staff?
Staff or volunteers?
Volunteers. That's, yeah. You're the only staff, aren't you? Or are you?
No, we actually have between us and Birmingham, we have seven, three full time and the rest of them are part time. Our sonographers are our staff too, you know, and so, we always can use more volunteers. And I'll tell you, a very crucial part of our volunteers are the street advocates, because those are the ones who, the ladies, but we do have two guys that go, that stand out on the street. They wear safety vests right there across from the abortion clinic. They stand on the corner and hand out coupons for free pregnancy tests and ultrasounds. And we do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when the, that's when the abortion clinic is doing what they call pre-ops. And what they're going to get in the abortion clinic is going to cost them $150. And we will do the pregnancy test and the ultrasound for free. So that's really the catch. It's not so much that they want to get on the bus. It's that they want something for free. But they're also going to get Jesus when they get on the bus. They just don't know that yet. So our street advocates work in 1.5 hour shifts. They work from 8 to 9:30 and then 9:30 to 11 because in the heat, you know, that's a lot. And, they just stand out, wave, smile, pass out coupons. There is absolutely no discussion. We are not going to get into pro-life discussion on the street with them trying to talk through their window. You know, what we're trying to do is get them to get on the mobile unit where we can really engage them. And, it works so well. Just last week, we had somebody that, had an appointment at the abortion clinic and, the girl was able to, give her a card and say, why don't you just, and she goes, well, we've got an appointment. And she said, well, you can still go, but at least you would have this for free. And so she came and when she saw her baby was 9 weeks. So that's really something, a baby that you can really see. And, was dancing, you know, around in there, which is not always the case, but this one, they said it was just a perfect picture. They caught the picture, gave her the picture, and she's like, oh no, I just can't. And so, but if we had a street advocate out there, you would think seeing that big bus that people would stop, but there's something about somebody handing them that card, you know, that kind of gets them to notice. Cause if they're focused on where they're going or they don't even see the bus. And so, that has been a tremendous help to us. And that's something that's not difficult to do. Doesn't take a lot of training at all. You just, and we work in pairs. They're not out there by themselves. And we have police protection too. We always have our officer when we're at the abortion clinic. We do also need, client advocates. What I have seen that happens is often our street advocates will become client advocates because they see the good, you know, and they just want to be more involved. And client advocates take more training, but, that's the two main, we also, have openings for drivers, but, the main things are street advocates and client advocates.
Yeah, yeah.
The street advocate really works. They gave me a free abortion.
Oh, yeah. You know, because we'll say, you might know somebody that needs this.
Yeah, they do an excellent job.
Thank you. Well, and we're right there by the probation office, you know, so people are coming and going at that probation office. Every guy going in there is going to get a card.
Yeah, I recognize some of the ladies. You have kids still from Catholic high school. We're doing it last year. Are they doing it again?
They do. And actually, Rick Aaron, who is the head of the pro-life club, his wife is the principal of Catholic. He goes out in the summertime and does it too. Yeah. So we've got guys and ladies, you know, mostly ladies, but yes, Catholic's been very faithful.
Yeah. Is Rick's wife often there in the prayer time? I'm not sure I've figured out who.
No, that's his daughter that normally stands next to him. One of his, I think he's got five children. But Eileen, she just had shoulder surgery this past year. So I've seen her maybe out there two or three, maybe five times. Yeah. But normally it's Rick bringing the whole crew from Catholic. At once school starts, they come, you know, and then in the summer, some come here and there.
Yeah.
It's very encouraging to see all those young people out there. The Thursday morning has thrown me off track. I don't know when you're going back to Friday. I might have to do that.
This week again, it's going to be on Thursday. I guess it has to do with the doctors. But we'll know this week whether next week it's going to, you know, go back to Fridays, but we just follow. I have somebody call and just find out, you know, what they're going to do.
Okay. And how about, tell us about Birmingham, the unit there.
Birmingham is, it has been a hard, I'm trying to express this well. We see way fewer clients in Birmingham, but way more abortion-minded women. And of course we're parked in front of, Planned Parenthood. And the board wants us to stay there. And so that's where we park. We stay right in front of Planned Parenthood because they can do abortions in any day of the week. You know, here they only do them, one day a week, but there they're giving out the abortion pill and doing it all the time. They've seen like last month. Okay. We saw 89 clients here in Montgomery. In Birmingham, they saw 23. However, here we had three change decisions. There they had two change decisions. You see? And then, they had a profession of faith. And let's see here. There was something else about this whole thing I wrote down I wanted to tell you. Let me look here. We're just seeing way more. Let me look here. Yeah. For the whole year, they have 25 decisions, change decisions. And we've seen 179 clients so far this year, 25 change decisions. In Montgomery, we've seen 484 clients. And 21 change decisions. You see what I'm saying? We're getting a lot more people. Now, that's assuming everybody tells you the truth, and we know that's not how it is. You know, I mean, I don't think people are going to unburden themselves to us all the time. But just with what they're telling us, I mean, you know, we're seeing way more abortion-minded women there. So That's what's going on. And actually we're looking to get a second mobile unit in Birmingham. Have I already told you about that?
No, I've not heard that.
And it would also be something that we could transition between Tuscaloosa and, Birmingham also, because Tuscaloosa does abortions on Saturdays. And so we would be able to go up there. Well, we have some wonderful volunteers, especially the ones from Briargate. I had two of them that contacted me and said, listen, there's a group here that's giving out, you know, grants, and it's called 100 Shares Birmingham. And what it is, it's 100 ladies that got together and each committed to give $1,000 a year for 5 years to this grant process. And so they have like $100,000 that they started out to give. And I applied because Dr. Phillips had been talking about us getting a second mobile unit. It made my stomach roll just to think about it. I was like, oh, man. And the very day he was talking about it at the board meeting, we have our board meeting at 6 a.m. on Thursdays, the second Thursday of the month. My heart was pounding. I was like, how would we do that, you know? And then they call me about this 100 Shares Birmingham. I was like, okay, Lord, you know, out of the mouths of two or three witnesses here. So I decided, okay, I'm going to apply. And I thought, oh, I'll apply for $10,000. Okay, no. You have to apply for $50,000, $75,000, or $100,000. So I applied for $75,000 because ever since we started Life on Wheels, Chapel Hill had us put money every month in a depreciation account equal to how much our bus was depreciating, so that when it did die, we would have the money for a new one. So between Birmingham and Montgomery, we had about $100,000 saved for the depreciation accounts. And so when I asked them for $75,000, I thought, well, if we get $75,000, that we'd have enough to purchase a bus. And so I was like, not in faith, but I was just like, God, if this is you got to make it happen. So I went up to this country club in Vestavia Hills with Amanda, our mobile resource manager, and presented. And they chose, well, actually what happened before that was they chose four nonprofits that they would narrow it down to. And they called me and said, we were one of the four. I was like, oh my goodness. So then we went to Vestavia and went to this meeting presented. And the other four are like an after school program, one that does pottery with prisoners and people like that to help them get a skill. And then the last one was, a hospital actually looking for two ultrasound units. And so we were one of those four. So then the ladies came out and started touring the bus. They toured it April 27th, I think it was, or some April 20 something. And they came out and toured it. And then the rest of the ladies are coming August 30th. And then they make the decision, in September and present it in October. But I watched their presentation. This is only the third year they've done it. And last year, I guess there's some really wealthy people in this group because they gave two people their grants. And then the other two groups that had applied that didn't get the grants, somebody in the group funded them. So everybody got it anyway. So I'm just telling people, okay, we're going to have a second mobile unit. You know, I've already hired a sonographer who says she wants to work full time. And so I said, well, come March when we get that second mobile unit, we order it in October, get it in March, we'll have a full-time job with us.
Wow.
Woo! It's like, I mean, it's kind of scary, but then, you know, if it wasn't scary, it probably wouldn't be God. So I'm.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Please remind us of those dates. Again, it was August 30th and then September, October decision.
Yeah, I think they make the decision. They're very, very, very prayerful. They've already prayed for us out there. And when they prayed, this is why I know we're going to get it. She said, if we don't give it to you, you're going to still get it. Somebody's going to get it. I was like, I'm in agreement with that. You know, that's what the word says. Call those things that be not as though they were. So there we are.
Wow.
So yes, August 30th, the second group will come through and tour. And then they make the decision in September, and then they have like this meeting in October and present.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
And that's when we order the mobile unit.
Well, that's great. One of the prayer requests you gave us was for more churches to support women in their pregnancy, and I'm guessing, and this were kind of the question inherent in this. That's not something you do directly. You link people to other, like to First Choice or the other crisis pregnancy centers from there. Do you have the relationship with the churches yourself in that way? Or
yes, that was really, Excuse me. Yeah, that was the purpose. Just before COVID, we had a pastor's conference, a pastor's luncheon over at Flatline. And the church in Chisholm that Dwayne Rimpert has, you know, planted. Right. And the purpose was to just present to the pastors the need, because we see people for such a short time. You know what I mean? We do follow up. We follow up lots, hundreds and hundreds of times. But really, they need a relationship and discipleship, you know. And so what we do is we connect them with pregnancy centers. And then we also, especially when they profess, make a profession of faith, we want to get them connected with the church right away. We had a guy, a young man, I might have put this in the letter, I can't remember where I put it, but we were at Ask Telemarketing, and he came on with his girlfriend. The girlfriend was just all up into thinking about her pregnancy, but he was very, very open to receive the gospel. And so he professed faith, and then I connected him right away. I texted Dwayne Rimpert, and because the guy on his form put that he was interested in Flatline. So he knew about it. So I texted Dwayne Rimpert, and Dwayne Rimpert's like, praise the Lord, you know, and contacted him right away. So it just depends on where they live and what they want. You know, we connect them with whomever they're, if they've already been going to church, we want them to go back, you know.
Church. Yeah.
The thing that I think that helps so much is when pastors go out to the lot and see what's going on. Like last week, we had a pastor who hadn't been out there. The pastor, I think his name is Bart Lester. He's with Eastwood.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came out and prayed, and it was the first time he'd been out there. So once they've come out and seen it, then I think it's easier to connect people. You know, they kind of understand what we're doing.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seeing what happens on Friday morning is very convincing, or Thursday morning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah. What other prayer requests do you have, Robin? We'll go to prayer here in just a minute or two, but what else?
The three things I wrote down is we need to hire another sonographer here in Montgomery. So we want to pray for sonographers here in Montgomery and Birmingham. Of course, we could use more. Volunteers, we always want volunteers. The third thing that I put was wisdom for how to deal with what's going on with COVID. Well, wisdom overall, of course, but especially with COVID, we don't want to aggravate our volunteers, but we want them to be safe, you know, and it's just, they're getting so many confusing messages, mask, don't mask, you know, vaccine, don't vaccine, you know. So I want peace and unity of the mobile unit. And so we had a volunteer Monday that was very upset. She said, well, I'll come back when I don't have to wear a mask. And that's just not her at all. She's the sweetest person. But it's got people kind of riled up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So that's what I wrote down there.
Mm. All right. Questions? Anybody? Questions? Well, let's go to prayer. Judy, would you start us with prayer, please? And then we'll pray here and we'll be
I'll be happy to. I'm sorry. I had to leave a minute. We had a little emergency with an alarm going off here. So I'll pray over what I heard. And thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
Gracious Heavenly Father, what exciting news that we've heard from Robin this morning. And we do give you all the thanks and praise and glory for all the work that you've done through Life on Wheels, Father, even in the middle of a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you for these young people from Catholic High and others who have been advocates for Life on Wheels. And we just pray that you would continue to raise up more volunteers who would be willing to be a part of this ministry. Father, we thank you for the group from Huntsville and from Birmingham who made provision when the unit was down. And Father, we thank you for the 18 women who came to know Christ, and we pray that you would connect them with churches, and that your Holy Spirit would work in their lives to just draw them to yourself, to get them in the Word, to just mold and shape their lives, and that this experience with Life on Wheels would be a life-changing experience for them. Father, I pray for this driver, Dave, from Tallahassee, who caught his hand in the hand chipper. And, Father, we just ask that you would mend it, that you would continue to make provision through his doctors and caregivers and those who are giving him guidance as he mends and heals. And we pray that as Jehovah Rapha, you would touch him and heal him from this accident. And Lord, what exciting news about this, the possibility of this grant. Goodness, we thank you for these women who love you and want to serve you and have come together to provide funding for nonprofit organizations. And we pray that you would give favor to Life on Wheels as they make decisions, and that they will receive this grant in October and November. Lord, we just commit all of these requests and prayers to you, and we pray that you would do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or hope or think or even dream. And I pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Lord, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for Robin, her heart and passion for what she's doing and the impact you've made through her in this ministry. And we just praise you for that. And Lord, I do lift up the Montgomery ministry, the Birmingham ministry, and the potential to go to Tuscaloosa and then maybe to Huntsville, and Lord, just the vision to reach around the whole country. So I thank you for the impact that they're making through this ministry. And Lord, I do pray for these requests that Robin gave, that you would provide the stenographers that we need to run the buses. Lord, you would provide the volunteers that are needed. And Lord, particularly with wisdom right now, we're dealing with the COVID, and that's a problem for all of us, Lord. Not only Life on Wheels, but the church, my own personal life, where to go, what to do. So Lord, we know you're in control of this, and Lord, we pray for that wisdom of what to do and how to do it. So, but again, Lord, I just pray that you would continue with this ministry, the impact it's making here in Montgomery, and Lord, even on the national level, the encouraging things I hear from time to time, that at some point that we will be a nation that does not approve abortion, Lord, that we will know that is something that you are very much against, and you have told us that, Lord, and our nation might turn back to you, particularly in this area. So,
yes.
We praise you and thank you for this time in Christ's name.
Heavenly Father, you're just so gracious in providing, and you just continue to show that in this ministry, and we just pray that, again, that you would just provide this grant, that's coming up in September. And again, we just thank you for these families and women that have gotten together to provide for charities, and that they're seeing the good things that Life on Wheels is doing. And, we just pray for that provision. We do pray for wisdom with COVID, and just pray that people would see beyond COVID and their own personal beliefs, and look to the value they provide by talking to these women that are abortion minded, and helping them to see the value of life, and help people to put aside their own personal beliefs about masks and things going on with COVID. Help them to do the right thing and just serve these women that need help. We pray for volunteers to be raised up and provided for, and just as it's been said, that more young people would come and experience and learn about life and how the change that can be brought about by serving these women. And we pray for the Supreme Court right now, as they're considering overturning Roe versus Wade, or at least considering that there's a push to overturn it. And we do pray that you would intervene and that would be overturned, and that our country would value life and the family. And
yes.
you're the only one that can make that change in people's hearts. And we pray that your Holy Spirit would work in our country right now. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yeah.
a great and eternal Heavenly Father, we come together to pray for the life, to pray for the people that are providing counseling, pray for their safety, and pray for their wisdom in dealing with COVID, and pray that they can get the volunteers and have the wisdom to hire the right staff. We pray that your intervention will make this a much more prosperous ministry to bring more people to Christ and to save more lives. We ask in Christ's name.
Yeah, Father, I want to praise thy name for the effort and result you have brought to this ministry thus far. Father, we pray, and I cannot more be more agreeable than what we have praised thus far. Father, please continuously shower upon this ministry with abundant overflowing finances and resources and helping parish. Even please bring more churches support, church leaders, for them to recognize the need for this ministry. Help us, Father. Help us even to turn this nation back to you, right side up. Help us to bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. Help us, Father. Teach us how to pray for this ministry. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Gracious Father, I too agree with these prayers. We are so grateful for this ministry. We thank you for Robin and her commitment and her energy. It's so central in this. We thank you for Matt Phillips and Price Bishop and the board and the vision that these people have had for this ministry, this need in our city, this need in our state. And I pray that you would continue to provide the resources needed, the financial resources, the people, the stenographers and those on board the van, but those on the street advocates, what a impact that has in terms of just a human making contact on behalf of this ministry, and that you would continue to use that to bring women and men to see the life within the womb and to cherish that life and not kill it. Lord, we pray for our nation and this evil that continues. And I too think of this case, this Mississippi challenge to the very core of the Roe v. Wade decision. And I pray for wisdom on the part of the justices in the Supreme Court. As hard as it is to imagine, we pray that this would be overturned. And yet we pray too that abortion would not just be illegal, but that it would be unthinkable. And that's even harder for us to imagine. And yet your spirit could change hearts across this country in ways that we've not seen in our lifetimes. And we pray for that. There's so much need for that, Father, in so many, many ways in our culture. This culture of death, and of which abortion is very much a part of. Father, I pray that this ministry would continue. We pray for this this grant application, and that a new van would be provided, and another way to reach into the city in Birmingham and to meet women and men where they are across the city. We can only imagine that by the time they come to the clinic there and the Planned Parenthood clinic, they're hardened against it. But we see that hearts change right here across the street from this abortion clinic in Montgomery. So we pray that would be even more true in Birmingham as well. Lord, provide the resources for this. We give you praise for Thanksgiving for those who come to know you, make professions of faith through this ministry. And we do pray for churches that would be willing to support women who make the decision for life and to bear their children. And we pray for, we just pray for our culture that this whole trend would be reversed somehow by the work of your spirit, Father. That is the hope. That is our hope. Our hope in eternity, not for us personally, but for our nation as well. Lord, thank you again for Robin and her presence with us today. I pray that you would watch over and bless her today as she serves you. In Christ's name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I just want y'all to know how, thank you. It's so encouraging to know that y'all are praying for us. It really is. You just don't know who you're going to meet or what you're going to meet, but God has been so faithful to help us make the connections with the right volunteer, with the right woman. You know, it just happens all the time, divine connections. So I just appreciate y'all's support, of course, financially, but particularly in prayer because we need it.